I just told myself, you know what, I'm not going to go down without a fight. And immediately I started hitting the shark on the side of its head and started kicking it with my left leg. With every kick I gave, I could feel myself moving further, further away from the shark. And what had happened was when the shark bit down onto me, its teeth got caught around my shin bone. And with every kick I gave, I kept sliding down that shin bone. Eventually it got to my ankle where the shark shook me again underneath the water and my leg just broke in half. At that point, I swam towards the surface where I just threw my left hand out to the water, hoping that the lifeguards would see it. In just less than a minute, my brother caught a glimpse of that splash, and the lifeguards were driving at full force, full speed towards me. And my brother eventually reached out for me, pulled me into the rescue boat. Immediately, the shark kind of just came back for the second time, and actually with so much force that it could actually launch itself out of the water. It actually hit the side of the rubber duck, which is a rescue boat, and hit the rubber duck with so much force that we actually spun around and were now facing the shore. Immediately the driver just drove back to the shore. We were met with the paramedics and I was flown to Constantinburg Hospital, where I woke up and I found out that half my leg had been bitten off and amputated.
So this was quite a shift from this dramatic attack to now your work with shark conservation efforts.
Since my shark encounter, my knowledge of sharks was very little. I didn't know how endangered sharks were and how under threat certain species were in the world. I mean, you have certain species that are close to extinction already. When I found out the statistics that more than 100 million sharks are killed per year, it kind of hit me, kind of thinking that, you know, more people are killed by coconuts falling out of a coconut tree than actually shark attacks around the world. And who is speaking for these sharks, you know, who's standing up for them? And that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to be an advocate for shark conservation, just because who better to speak for sharks than a shark attack survivor. My shark advocacy as a shark advocate kind of just really took off. I was really honored to have spoken at the Convention for Migratory Species, which was held in Ecuador in 2014, where I got to speak alongside people like Philippe Cousteau, who's the grandson of Jacques Cousteau, and just to speak to all those nations and to tell them my story, to share with them how important it is to protect sharks in the ocean. I think it really hit home. I mean, just so many countries after that wanted to speak to me and ask me if I could speak in their country and if I could push for certain species in their country. I just think it's such a great honor, and I'm glad that my encounter has given me all these gifts, not only as a shark advocate, but also as a sporting icon back home in South Africa.